Thank you. Father, we now come before your throne of grace. We come, Lord, to thank you for all our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, but up to this present moment. We know, Lord, that we've heard good singing, we've heard good prayer, and now it's preaching time. Father, we thank you right now. We pray now, Lord, that you would speak to your servant, speak through your servant, that your servant may speak to somebody, that they may hear and be encouraged. They may hear and be edified to know that your word is true. Father, we thank you right now. We pray, Lord, for everyone that be present. We pray, Lord, for those that may view this church service on all of the various medias, on our website, on Facebook, and on YouTube. For you said that your word would go out and it would accomplish what it would. And it would not come back void. And Lord, we stand on your word. We leaning and depending on your word every step of the way. It is in Jesus' name that I pray this prayer. Let every heart say, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I call your attention this morning to the book of Matthew. The book of St. Matthew. There, in the 7th chapter, beginning at the 7th verse, Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse number 7. And we are just going to read just a few verses for your hearing. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse number 7. And it reads as follows. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Verse 9 says, or what man is there of you, whom if a son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Thus ends the reading of God's most holy and precious word. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. I want to, with your prayers, look at this subject for today. Keys to receiving from God. Keys to receiving from God. I think that one of the greatest resources given to the church, and probably the most underutilized, is prayer. And you say, well, how can you say that, Pastor? Because we come to church every Sunday and we pray every Sunday. Listen, if you were to take a look through the Bible, you will find that people have been praying since the beginning of recorded time. And they have been receiving answers and blessings from God. Prayer must be important because Jesus himself made it a point to steal away.
Yes.
Get away from folk.
Yes.
Get away from the disciples and the crowds so he could spend time with the Father in his prayer closet. So let me ask you this question. Is there room for you in your prayer closet? I don't know, maybe you didn't get a question. Is there room for you in your prayer closet? You know, Matthew's, you know, 6 and 6 says that you should enter ye into your secret closet, huh? And then he said to shut the door, right? So I go back to the question. Is there room for you in your closet? In your prayer closet?
Yes.
Huh? Well, have you put things in there that would not allow you room, huh? Necessary in there, you know, to get a prayer through, huh? You see, I'm talking about things like, you know, I don't have time to spend any time in my prayer closet. We just so busy nowadays that we ain't got time to slow it down and spend time with the Father. I mean, if you were to flip that quarter to the other side, ain't you glad that God always got time for you?
Yes. Yes.
Huh? And listen to the song, say he's on time. So that means that he's paying attention to you and your situation.
Right.
Huh? He knows what's going on with you. Huh? And you say, well, if he knows what's going on with me, why ain't he doing something? Well, the question is, why ain't you doing something? Huh? You say, I can do things on my own. I don't need a prayer closet. You ever seen a house without a closet? Every house I ever been on or been in got a closet. Huh? Some got sliding doors on their closet. Huh? But every house got a closet. A walk-in closet. Oh, you live in a good house. Yes, sir. Huh? You see, the question is there room for you in your closet? Or are there cobwebs in your prayer closet due to the lack of use and lack of occupancy? Huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever notice how when you're not using things, it gets dusty? Huh? When you're not using things, cobwebs start to collect. Huh? Huh? So are there other things occupying your closet, your prayer closet, your space in your closet because you haven't been occupying it yourself? Question, when's the last time you've been in your prayer closet?
Yeah.
We know it's there. Sometimes we don't even open the closet door.
That's right.
Huh? If you got a bedroom, just about every bedroom got a closet in it. Huh? And we got stuff in the closet we ain't seen for years.
Amen.
Because we don't even take time to go in the closet. Uh-huh. You see, listen, God give us 24 hours in a day. And some of that time, it should be dedicated to spending quality time with God.
Yes.
I don't mean get in there, amen, and get out. I mean spend some quality time. Huh? Am I right? Huh? You see, we need to spend time building our relationship with him.
That's right.
Huh? And sending up our petitions regarding those things in life that only he can do for us.
Yes.
Huh? When things happen in your life, you realize that the doctor didn't do it, Uncle Bubba didn't do it, Aunt Sally didn't do it. Only a God can do what he does.
Yes.
Huh? So think about that. Only God can do what he does for us. And another thing that I've noticed about prayer is this, is that prayer is free.
All right.
You don't have to put a nickel in the box so you can pray.
All right.
Huh? Huh? It only costs you a little bit of time. God have blessed you with it. Huh? And time is a funny thing about time. I don't want to get off my track, but it's a funny thing about time. And you all will agree with me that time waits for no one.
Amen.
Huh? Huh? No matter what you do, the clock keep on ticking.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, a you know, especially our biological clock. And we never know when our clock gonna stop.
Amen.
Huh? You see, and the only reason our clock will stop is because God let it stop.
Yeah.
See, but we don't know when. We don't know where. Huh? Men of Enoso, they found him behind the wheel of his car.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. We never know when our clock gonna stop.
Right.
Huh? So we need to make sure that we don't waste no time. We don't need to waste no time. So when you get an opportunity, you need to spend some time with God.
Yes.
Spend some time with the one that made you, the one that knows all about you, that the record says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Huh? You see, you go to a doctor and they call it a practice because they still ain't got it right yet. Huh? But God got it right from the beginning.
Yes.
God don't
yes.
make mistakes.
Yes.
And so we ought to be thankful to him, the one who don't make mistakes, for allowing us to see another day.
Yes.
Huh? There's some folk that's not blessed the way we are today.
Yes.
Huh? Right now, at this very moment, their eyes might be open, but that's about it.
Yes.
It may be their eyeballs are the only thing they can move in their own body.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But look
yes.
at us. You know, we've got movement in our hands and in our arms and in our legs. And, you know, we are in our right mind, blood running warm in our veins. We're not standing around ragged and naked. We got clothes, thanks to the good
yes.
Lord. Huh?
Yes.
We got a house to sleep in,
yes.
a bed to sleep in, roof over our head.
Yes.
Huh? We may not have the kind of car that we want, but we got something that got us to church today.
Yes.
So there ought to be some thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Huh? There ought to be some attitude
yes.
of gratitude.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
hallelujah, somebody. You see, we tend to devalue things, huh, that are free because there's no price or no sacrifice associated with it.
Yes.
We take it for granted when things are free.
Yes.
Huh? But even when you go to the store, you know, they don't have free plastic all over the thing. But the closer you get to the sign, the more you see there's a cost to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Huh? See, there you go. So what I'm trying to say to you is that, and I'm going to tell you this, that if you're here today because somebody sacrificed a whole lot of their time praying for you and yours, and we ought not take that light. Somebody prayed for me.
Yeah.
Huh? When I was lost in my muck and mire, somebody prayed for me.
Yeah.
Huh? Somebody prayed that the Lord would reach down
yeah.
in that muck
yeah.
and mire to pick me up, huh?
Yeah.
By the nape of the neck and shake me off and put me on the side, right?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that somebody prayed for me. You see, I'm glad that when I got saved in 1990, and you may not realize this or may not want to accept it, but when you first get saved, you still got one foot in church and one foot in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Am I right?
Yeah.
Because you still ain't shook off all that stuff that you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Am I right?
Yeah.
Huh? You still might want to light up a cigarette. You still might want to light up a joint. You still might want to open up a can of beer. Huh? You still might want to do things that you ain't got no business doing, but you said that you were saved. See? Am I right? You know, so you got the work of being saved. Huh? You got to resist the temptation. Huh? You got to resist it. And no, I wasn't paid. Hey, you know, I didn't care how much a pack of cigarettes cost. You know, I said, well, you know, I see other Christians smoking, so how come I can't smoke?
Yeah.
Huh? You know, I see Reverend so-and-so got a pack of cigarettes. How come I can't have a pack of cigarettes? Huh? And I was just just got saved in 1990, you know, like that. You know, so. But the more you learn about the Lord,
yes.
the more you study His Word, the more you allow the Holy Spirit to indwell in your heart and allow yourself to be convicted by the Spirit, huh? Then those kind of things just become history. They on the ship. I wouldn't know what to do with a cigarette now. I mean, I still know how to light it and everything, but you know, it costs like $2 money. I don't see how anybody going to go to New York City and spend 12 hours in a pack of cigarettes. No? So, you know, think about that. Just think about that. It's just something. When you get saved, that's just the beginning. You know, the question was, well, I'm saved, so now what? Huh? That's why it's important for us that when people come to Christ, that we just don't let it stop right there. Huh? You know, we have to take them under our wing. We have to embrace them, you know, and start to help them and to teach them and to guide them. not only with the word, but with our example as well. Huh? Because we don't want to confuse nobody. Huh? So, we need to think about these things. I'm so glad that there was a song that said, prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door. Huh? So, if you want to be on the receiving end of a blessing, huh, of God's blessing, then you need to understand the keys to receiving from God.
Yes.
Huh? You need to understand that it's not just ask and wait. There's some keys to getting something from God. You ask him for something, but now what you doing while you're waiting for God to give you your blessing? Huh? And while you're waiting, you might not be acting right. You might be taking it for granted. God will take care of me. Huh? Well, what you doing while you're waiting for God to take care of you? If you're truly saved, then there's some things you need to know. Now, the Lord have dealt with why we should not judge folks, if you read the chapter. Huh? And he gave us clear instructions here as to how we should handle his word. Huh? Look at it. He turns his focus now on how we can receive from God those things only he has the power to provide. Huh? You see? And so, too many times we do things just the opposite from what he told us to do. That might imply that sometimes we get hard-headed. Huh? God, through his word, told us to do things a certain way, act a certain way, conduct ourselves a certain way, you know, but as soon as we go like this, then we all doing something we ain't got no business doing, like little kids. Huh? And then God have to chasing us or chastise us and get us back in line. Am I right? So here's what I'm talking about. Let me see if I can fix this. When it comes to getting our needs taken care of, we naturally tend to turn to people to get from them what only God can give us.
All right.
Huh? In other words, we don't go to God first. We go someplace else first. Huh? See, all we look to people when they can't provide, huh? And when they can't give us what we want, we get disappointed in them.
Yes, we do.
Huh? We get disappointed.
Yep.
So, what I'm saying is, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And what? And his righteousness. And then all of these things shall be added unto you. Huh? You see, the way we seek God first is to turn to him in prayer. Huh? And according to his word, let our requests be made known unto him. Does anybody hear me today?
Yeah.
Huh? You see, we need to make our requests known unto him. And so here the Lord gives us three things that we need to do in order to receive from God. Huh? Here's what he said. He said, first of all, said, we are commanded to ask. Huh? We are commanded to ask. Very simple. The Greek word here, it carries with it the idea to ask or to beg or to call for or to desire or to crave. See, and some of us, when we crave stuff, you know, I'm always craving ice cream, especially the peanut butter kind. You know, some of y'all have these cravings, right? And it just won't be right till you go to the store yourself. Huh? Somebody tell you can't have it, you sneak off and get it anyways. Huh?
All right.
Tell my wife, I'll be right back. Uh-huh. You know, and then I get lazy and leave the papers in the car. You know? You see, when we go to God in prayer, most times it's not to acknowledge or to adore him, my friend. Huh? It's usually because we want something from him.
Amen.
Only time we go to God is when we want something. Huh? You see, but Jesus is telling us here that one of the keys to receiving from God is to ask God. Huh? We are quick to say that he got all power in his hand. And we are real quick to say the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof,
yeah,
and the world and that they that dwell therein. You see, we are real quick, you know, to jump up and say the silver is his, the gold is his, the cattle of 1,000 hills. But yet,
We won't go to him first when we need things from him.
That's right.
Huh? You see, now for the parents that are in here, I'm sure you will agree that we are quick to tell our children that they need to ask for what they want. Huh? They need to learn how to ask. Just don't go messing with things. You need to ask first. Huh? And when they learn how to ask, then we'll think about giving these things to them, you know, that they ask for, and then we even tell them that there are a certain way of asking in order to receive.
That's right.
Huh? We tell them one of the first words they learn in their vocabulary is please and thank you. Huh? Listen, Antioch. None of us are in a position to demand anything from God.
Huh?
God, I want what I want, and I want it right now. Huh? And if you don't hurry up, I'm going to find me another God. No, that's not how it works. It's not all about us. That's right. The bubble got busted. Huh? We're not a bag of chips. Huh? You see, we ask in a manner that God have instructed us or taught us how to ask, right? He promised to respond if we ask in the right way. Huh? You see, Jesus himself said in the 8th verse of the text, he said, for everyone that asketh, what? Receive it. You see, and I don't know about you, my friend, but I'm glad that when I find myself in obedience with God, he got the power to bless me with what I asked him for according to his will. Listen to me now. It's his will. Huh? We got to know how to apply the keys to receiving from God. Huh? Secondly, we have to learn that follow the command to seek. We are commanded to seek. So what does it mean, seek? Huh? Or what does it mean to look for something? So seeking means to go looking for something. It's the same thing. Huh? He said, I need to be real right here because I want to tell you that too many times in the Christian community, so I'm talking about everybody, myself included, huh, that we have our minds made up that as long as we have faith, whatever we are in need of will automatically come to us. Huh? Huh? Make a wish, blow out the candles. Huh? You see, whatever we need will come to us because we got faith, right? Huh? And that we don't have to do nothing. Huh? Sit right at home on the couch, you know what I mean, and dig down, the mailman ring the bell and give you, here comes your blessing. That's not how it works. You see, the Bible teaches that faith without works is dead. Huh? Faith without works is dead. Huh? Your works are a reflection of your faith. Huh? And therefore, we've got to do something without faith.
Yeah.
Huh? You see, David said in the 105th number of Psalm, around the 4th and 5th verse, he said, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his faith evermore. And then in the 5th verse, he said, remember his marvelous works. So when the Lord do something for you, huh, that you know only he can do, don't forget it. Huh? Rehearse it in your mind. And then tell somebody else. Huh? We need to have some encouragement. We need to come and encourage one another. Am I right? Huh? He said, remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
Yes.
Huh? You see, when we are commanded to do something, the Lord tells us that we'll get some results when we operate in obedience.
Yes.
Huh? You see, Jesus promised us again in that 8th verse, he said, and he that seeketh, what? Find. If you're looking, you're going to find. Huh? So further evidence of this can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29. There you will find, it says, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. Huh? If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Huh? So you got to be active, right? Huh? With all thy heart, with all thy soul. Thirdly, my friend, we are commanded to knock. Yes, to knock would imply that there's something on the other side
of the door that you want to have or you want to get to. The key here, my friends, is to take the necessary action to get the door open so you can get what's on the other side. One commentator says, the word knock says this. First of all, we knock when we are shut out and want or need entrance. Secondly, the commentator says, we knock when there is someone on the other side who can open the door for us.
Yes.
See, in both of these instances, there is something or someone on the other side that requires us to knock so that we can have access. You see those signs on people's doors that knock before you enter? Let me, as I look for a way to conclude this lesson, ask you this question. Do you drive to somebody's house, park your car in front of the house, and you just wait for them to come outside and to greet you? In most cases, you get out of your car. You go up to the door.
Yes.
And knock on the door.
Yes.
Or you ring the doorbell. You have something to do in order to get the person or something on the other side to open the door.
Yes.
Well, I think I'm there now. My friend, we got to understand that if we're going to receive from God, we have to do our part.
Oh, yes.
And our part is to ask, to seek, and knock.
Yes.
Well, you see, I realize, and there's folk in here to know that these three words, they are verbs, which mean they are action words. And it requires us to do something in order to receive. If you want to get paid, then you got to go to work. It just don't fall from the sky. If you want to graduate from school, then you got to show up for class. Thank you, Lord. If you want to receive from God, you got to ask. Ain't that all right? You got to know what the keys are. You got to know how to use those keys. Because the door ain't gonna open if you don't know what the keys are. Yes, my friend, I'm here to let you know that you got to learn how to pray. And I'm here to let you know that if you want to receive from God, you got to be lined up with His will. You got to study to find out His way. You